Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your ed tech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
On this Friday is tomorrow, me and the rest of the instructional technology coaches or innovation specialists, as they call us in my county, we are all heading to TCA for just an incredible week of learning. I know a couple of us are presenting. I'm actually presenting on two different topics that just really come to me. So the first one is really talking about accommodations and how we can differentiate with students. But we're really going to pair that with an incredible program called Wayground. I really honestly need to have an episode on Wayground. Just, it's an incredible tool and really touches my heart as a former special education teacher. There is just so many cool things that it does. And it's just an incredible program. And then from there, you know, we're also going to talk about podcasting. I may have already said that. I don't know. It's a Friday. But, you know, podcasting is just so much more than what we're doing or what you're listening to. Pulling that in with students is just going to be incredible. So as the week goes on, I'm going to hopefully give you some updates on those, tell you how the sessions are going and all that kind of business. And even while we're there in Texas this week, I am hoping to sit down with the rest of my crew and podcast a little bit, give you some recaps, just kind of like we did 2 years ago, have daily recaps, things are going on, post some pictures on the Instagram, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff, just so you can hear that. But enough about me and what's going on in my life. But seriously, though, also, if you're listening to this as it comes out today or during this TCA week, if you see me, come say hi. I've got some stickers, but I've also have some Leslie Fisher-inspired swag that I want to share with you. So limited quantities on those. Come see me. I'll maybe post a picture of it so you can see that, but come find me and see it out. So listen, so let's keep diving in. So for today's episode, I talked last time during episode 65 that we're going to start doing another episode, try to do three a month now, and the third one being more of that potty PD idea that I post in my schools. You know, you post them in the bathrooms. I even have one that's called Jam It that I put next to copiers. Just a way of continuing to grow teachers, share things, whether it's tips and tricks, a program, any of that kind of stuff. So we're going to dive into January's episode. So we've got a couple different sections on the potty PD, but the first one, just tech to try. Not really a program, but just more of maybe a tip, but something to try technology-wise. So I know I put this on the Instagram story a couple weeks ago or a week ago, whatever, but really, you know, if you're a tab user, you got tons of tabs showing up, but I want to look at two tabs at the same time. Yes, I know I can split my tabs and arrange my screens and do all those, but now in Google Chrome, if you take that tab, you right-click it, you're going to see your options, you know, duplicate, reload, pin your tab, all that kind of stuff. There's one that's called add tab to a new split view. So when you click that, the tab that you're on is going to be on the left. And then on the right, when you click on it, you can type in a URL, website, whatever. It's going to show you other tabs if you want to pull those up. So like now I'm looking at my notes for the day. But maybe I want to look at my email. I want to look at another program that we're going to talk about. Now I can have two things side by side. Just incredible workflow. Just really has made a lot of things easier for me. Now, when you're done with that, you've got the X that you can click on your right tab to get out of it. But you can also right-click those tabs again, and it'll say Arrange Split View. And you can click Separate Views. Or you can close your left or right view. You can reverse your views, just lots of cool functions there. But when you separate those out, they're back to normal. So that's a definitely workflow. Got to check that one out. As far as a tip goes for this week, now I know we're still going to have our Tech Flush tip, but this is a big tip that not a lot of people I don't feel like know or really have dove into a lot. But in Google Docs, and in Google Sheets, you have these smart chips. Now, for these smart chips, these are just, you know, you hit Shift A in that document, and it's going to pull up some things like dates, drop downs, building blocks. So, especially on Google Docs, if you're working maybe on a project and you want to assign roles and you want to have drop downs of how they're completing or what those things are looking like, just an incredible tool. And in Sheets, it has the same idea. You can even build a custom sheet. So every time you open your Smart Doc, you can pull up your template and it already loads. So especially if you're using Google Sheets for more than just data, using it to design lesson plans or activities, if there's something you're doing a lot of, you can pull those right up. Just incredible things to check out. So make sure you check out that little tip. Now for our tech spotlight, typically we're going to highlight a program, something of that nature, but this week we're going to highlight some AI, still kind of a program, but in Google Chrome, you have that new feature. You've got Gemini. Gemini's been there for a while. You could go to the website, but now in your Chrome, top right-hand corner, you've got this Gemini button. So with this button, it's going to come up separate tab. You can see your screen. You can ask questions about what's going on in your screen. What I really love is that you can share your tab. So, and I know you're thinking like, share your tab, what's that about? But really, let me tell you this. So I was working with a teacher the other day and they're working on Google Sheets and there were some errors in the sheet and we just couldn't figure out why things weren't populating. There were some formulas going on and I could have spent hours like digging through it, looking through all the formulas and doing that. So I decided, hey, let's pull up Google Gemini. Let's share my Google Sheet. And I just said, hey, listen, I've got this formula. This information is not working on this specific tab. I know there's a formula inside of it, but I don't really know what's happening. And I said, can you check this out for me? And within like less than 30 seconds, it said, oh, in your formula, you have an extra digit. And I was like, really? And I looked, there it was, extra digit. It was a 3 of all things. And I deleted the 3 and all my data came back to where it was. So Gemini is just an incredible tool, just like your normal AIs like ChatGPT or any of that kind of stuff. You can ask questions. But what I really love is sharing the tab. So now you're not having to copy and paste what's on your screen. Maybe you're writing an email. You can pull Gemini up. You've typed your email. But now I need to make it more friendly. I need to make it more professional so I can share my tab in Gemini with my Gmail, my email there. Hey, here's my email. I need to make it more friendly, more personable. This is for a parent. This is for another coworker. Just some incredible things to look at on that end. So make sure you check out Gemini in your Chrome browser. Now, I know we're kind of flying through this episode. Today I just want to share these quick little things, just quick hits for you to check out. Now, then also on my PD, we've got this keyboard shortcut option. So normally on Chrome, you know, you're always having to leave those cookies and cache, and you're going to the settings, you're going to privacy and security, and you're clicking all these buttons. But I recently found that there is a shortcut for that. So if you, on your computer, depending on what you're using, if you're using a Windows device, it's just Control, Shift, and Delete, and it brings you right to the menu to clear cookies and cache. Or if you're a Mac user, it's Command, Shift, Delete, and it jumps straight to that settings to clear your browsing data. I think that's just incredible. So there you've got that. So we've checked out tech tips. We've got tech to try with the tabs, the Google Docs and Sheets, the smart chips. We've talked about Gemini. Our last quick little thing before we get to our tech flush tip of the day. Well, I'm sorry. Let me back up. That was our tech flush tip of the day. That was clear browsing data. I missed the sound effects there. I'm just excited to be back podcasting. I'm actually podcasting on these new Rode Wireless Pro mics. I'm hoping that these are what I'm going to take to Texas with us so I can hand them to my team, pass these little things around instead of taking a big setup. So I'm really excited about that. Now, our last little part that we're going to talk about is we continue to want to find resources, but really just continue to grow that professional learning network. And so for Twitter, one of the people that I found is the Merrill's EDU. So you can follow them. They post a lot of great things, lots of resources, just an incredible team there that are doing some incredible things. So check those out. And then you can also check out the Easy EdTech podcast. That's another great fan favorite of mine. I love listening to her and just kind of how she goes through and just very laid back and those type of things. So make sure you check out the Easy Ed Tech podcast. So listen, I think this was a pretty good episode. Lots of things going on. Now, oh, and listen, the Easy Ed Tech podcast, I almost forgot this. Her name is Monica Burns. So make sure you check out Monica, doing a lot of incredible things, lots of good resources for that. So there you go. Well, listen, hey, make sure you continue to go back, check out old episodes. If you're a first-time listener, I appreciate you hopping on. If you're a continual listener, I appreciate you hitting that subscribe button, adding your comments, all that kind of fun stuff. Just incredible things that are happening with the Tech Flush. I mean, heck, we've got some fancy swag that's coming. So I really appreciate that. And so as time goes on, I hope you have enjoyed this episode. And we will tech to you next time. And hopefully you'll catch some episodes as soon as they come out that day from recapping TCA and our day. So we're there Saturday through leaving Thursday morning. Hopefully the weather's going to stay nice and we're, plane rides are not impacted, but I'm excited to learn. I'm excited to share those resources with you and really just bring those back to my school district and you guys as listeners. So until next time, I hope you guys have a good one and we will catch you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.